Our locker room chats are continuing here tonight on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined now by Troy football coach, that is Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank. Want to thank CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts as well. Coach, last couple of weeks, your team's been in some grinder-type games. You know, 2 weeks against Riverside, it was a scoreless game at halftime, but Riverside would pull away in the second half. And then last week, Centralia at home. Centralia, just a one-loss team. You're grinding with them. It ultimately turns into a 16-0 final in favor of the Panthers. But let's just start with the initial thoughts last week against Centralia, coming up just a couple of touchdowns short in that game.
Getting shut out for the second week in a row. You know, I can't remember the last time that happened. And, you know, that's kind of humiliating for me because most people know the offense is kind of my thing and my baby, and we just haven't been able to punch it in the end zone. Had some great drives in between the 20s. Same with the Riverside game, you know, a repeat of what we did last week. Couldn't find the end zone. We had a long drive, I think about a 6 to 7 minute drive right off the bat when we got the opening kickoff. Scored a touchdown, Colt Jensen run, but called back on a pretty questionable holding call, you know, and sometimes that can change the game, but we still had a chance after that, and we had a couple more opportunities to get in the end zone. Defense played well enough. You know, 16, you give them 16 before the game, I'd probably say okay, and we hope we can score 16, but we didn't get it done, so offense kind of let us down.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, during this stretch, because you mentioned last week, you know, after the Riverside game, you had some drives, you were pushing the red zone, and it's not that your team's not able to move the ball, it's just about finishing. I kind of feel like it's almost like a golfer with the case of the yips, you know what I mean? Does it feel like it's kind of something like that, to where it's just, man, we just can't buy a bucket right now?
Yeah, in a way. We didn't have a whole lot of yards last week, but they had a longer drive. I think they had like a 9 minute drive to start the third quarter on the opening kickoff. So we ran 38 plays. I think they ran almost right around 50. So not a lot of plays for either team because of the long drives. We only had about 150 yards and they got close to 300, but not gaudy stats for anybody. And I get that. We're kind of feeling that way. We need to get our mojo back there, get a little swagger back when we get down the red zone. You know, a penalty, a missed block, a drop pass. You know, those things are just hurting us. We really need to lock in when we get in the red zone and focus and try to turn that around, you know, this week before we get in the playoffs. But, you know, Centralia, no shame in losing to them. Our O-line was disappointing because I thought we were well prepared during the week for their stunts and blitzes and the way they stand up. But we didn't run block well, and we couldn't run the ball, and then we didn't protect the passer very well either. And number 63, Tally, for Centralia, just well, looked like he was running after our quarterback free all night. So that was disappointing, but, you know, still got time to fix some things. It's not too late.
Yeah, no doubt. Troy, football coach Derek Jasper joining us. They wrap up the regular season Friday at Morehill Mounts Academy. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Troy football coach Derek Jasper. Locker room chat ahead of week 8. It's brought to you by CJ's Restaurant, Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, you wrap up the regular season at Morehill Mounts Academy. What is the initial thought when you put the Ravens on tape?
Yeah, a lot of talent, I think. You know, a couple of those guys jump off the page. Shepard, their running back, number one, he moves all over the field, plays receiver, quarterback, running back, slot, you name it. And, of course, I don't know his name, but they got the big defensive tackle, big offensive tackle. And they got some great kids around them. I think they kind of got everybody back, you know. They were close to forfeiting some games, I think, here a couple of weeks ago. And I think they got some kids back healthy, maybe some kids that haven't even played all year. I don't know, but their schedule, you know, when I look at their schedule, I always said our schedule's tough. Well, before they started district, they had to play Jackson Heights and JCN, and then in the district, they played Riverside and Centralia. So they played four of probably the top eight teams in Class 1A and all those in Northeast Kansas. So that's a brutal schedule for them, you know, and they lost those games. But, man, you know, they're not going to be scared of us because they played four teams that are better than us already. So we're really going to have to fix some things offensively and have the defense keep flying around. Defense has played decent the last couple weeks, you know, for, you know, probably six of those eight quarters in our last two losses, the defense has been really good, and just a few breakdowns in the other two. But offense, we just need to find the end zone, kind of like I said earlier, get a little bit of swagger back down there, and we're going to go down to Ashton, and I know it's their senior night, so be a tough environment.
Yeah, you mentioned just getting the swagger back, and just you guys already have your postseason spot locked up and going to have to go on the road, but just the feeling of coming away with a win and just having that little bit of extra momentum and as you mentioned, that swagger, just getting that back, just how important is it going into the playoff practice week next week?
Oh, it'll be crucial that we go down there and make some plays offensively, you know, kind of maybe hit some big plays again like we were doing earlier in the year. We're kind of an explosive team when we can get, you know, some people out in space. But, you know, we've played two great defenses the last 2 weeks, and a lot of credit goes to the two teams we've played and their defensive plan against us. But we've also had some breakdowns there, and we just didn't make plays when we needed to. And we got to get that feeling back that, hey, we can score from anywhere on the field at any time, and that's the kind of offense we want to be. And try to maybe mix in that run a little bit again and get that balance that we had there for a couple weeks before these two losses. So very important that we go down and play well before we go into the playoffs.
Finally, Coach, we talk keys every single week, what it takes to get a win. I guess if you had to just pinpoint one specific aspect of this game on Friday night, what do you guys need to do better than Moore Hill to get that win and get that momentum back for next week?
Yeah, fix our red zone problems, which we've made a point of here today, and get our O-line playing a little bit better chemistry, and making sure they know their assignments. We had some blown assignments letting people run scot-free in at our quarterback last week, and we're doing a better job of that already this week, of making sure we know what we're doing. And sometimes I take some things for granted that they should just know when I call something what it should be. So fix our red zone problems, get our O-line back in a groove chemistry wise, and, you know, let our defense fly around and have a little fun. It looks like would be the best thing for us this week.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, joining us. They wrap up the regular season Friday at Moore Hill Mounts Academy. That broadcast our feature game on Care Country 93.7 FM. Coach, thanks for the time as always. We'll do it before the playoffs next week.
You bet, Brandon. Appreciate you.